SBS Radio. Meredith Stuber from Western Sydney Migrant Resource Centre joins us now to talk about Refugee Week. Meredith, welcome to SBS Radio.
Great, thanks for having me.
A lot of our community, especially Indians settled in Australia, are new migrants. They're struggling with the settlement process. So when we talk about refugees, how can new migrants help refugees?
Well, I think that within migrant communities, there's already a huge amount of work that's going on to, informally support each other. So in and between different language groups, there's often language support for those who might have improved English skills or ad hoc information sharing about events and things that are going on. I think more formally, though, for communities that, or for people in communities that have a little bit more capacity and time, I think a really wonderful way to get involved is to volunteer at organisations such as ours. So we have a really great volunteering program that sees people from refugee background and from different migrant backgrounds come together to support refugees settling. So this can be through supporting to run an English class or coming on excursions with our clients or helping people to fill out forms. And I think that this gives direct and much needed support to refugees who are settling, but I think it also really helps people from migrant backgrounds as well through their settlement journey as they are connected to different communities and different experiences as they settle.
In your experience dealing with new migrants and refugees, do you see a different set of problems between these two groups?
I think that there are some differences. I think the obviously the main one that we see within refugee communities is the impact of trauma. Obviously, and anyone that's come with a refugee background has had some experience of persecution or trauma, and that can impact the settlement journey. So I'd say that would be the biggest difference. But I think outside of that, there are a lot of similarities in settlement journeys, trying to learn a new language, make new friends, understand services. So I think that there are some parallels there.
You mentioned volunteering. Are there any specific projects currently running at Western Sydney Migrant Resource Centre that people could volunteer for, and where can they find that information?
Yeah, we've got some really great programs going on at the moment, and all of the information can be found on our website, which is wsmrc.org.au. One of the ones that we're about to launch is called the Refugee Youth Peer Mentoring Program. So that matches young people from refugee background between 17 and 25 years old with mentors. So the young people get to select their mentors from a list of people that they might be interested in, and the mentors are there to support them into employment pathways, provide social connections, education advice, a whole host of support. So that's just starting off now, and all application forms are online. And we also have ongoing opportunities to get involved in groups that are run at our centre. We have a women's support group and a men's support group. We have lots of employment programs at the moment, so we're always looking for support there, again around mentoring. So if people have specific skills that they're happy to share with our community to support them into their employment pathways, we're always looking for volunteers there.
While you are associated with the Western Sydney Migrant Resource Centre, our listeners are all across Australia. Are all the migrant resource centres doing similar projects, and are they all connected? Where can people outside Western Sydney find this information?
So across New South Wales, the migrant resource centres are connected by the New South Wales Settlement Partnership. And so SSI is the umbrella body, I guess, of the New South Wales Settlement Partnership. So there's a lot of information on SSI's website about different organisations across New South Wales that people can volunteer with. Across Australia more broadly, the Refugee Council of Australia has a great list of organisations that are working with the refugee community that people might be interested in volunteering with.
Meredith, one of the issues that we hear more about are the cultural differences and the cultural settlement process. Is there a program where you help people get the feel of Australian culture or make those transitions?
We do that, I guess, informally throughout all of our work. So one of our main programs is a casework program, and that's a space where people can ask questions and work through any issues that they might have with a caseworker. And then all of our group work and events that support and surround that casework work to supporting new refugee communities to understand a bit about Australia and to make sense of Australian culture and how that might connect or differ from their own culture, and how they can work to, I guess, dwell in both worlds, that of their first home country and now in Australia.
Thank you for all the information and taking the time to talk to us today. Anything else that you would like the migrant population in Australia to be aware of, especially with regards to helping refugee communities?
I guess the main thing is I think that the migrant and refugee population in Australia has such tremendous strengths, and I'm always so thrilled when I hear about initiatives and programs that bring both migrant and refugee populations together, because there are so many skills and strengths within that community, and it's great to see them being shared and expanded upon. So the more of that we can see, the better, I think.
Currently, what are the volunteering numbers like? Do you have enough volunteers? Are you actively seeking out people from the community?
At the moment at our centre, we're very actively seeking out people for the Refugee Youth Peer Mentoring Program, as that program is a new one and it's just starting. So if there's anyone that is interested in volunteering for that, there is an age limit on that. It's for people between 25 and 35 years for the mentoring. And also we're currently seeking employment mentors for our employment programs as well.
So people with small businesses could help out?
Absolutely. So it's called the Refugee Employment Support Program, RESP, and it's for employment mentoring.
And more information can be found on your website. That's the Western Sydney Migrant Resource Centre.
Yep, so our website is wsmrc.org.au.
Thank you very much for your time today, Meredith.
Great, thanks so much. sbs.com.au